I'm Maria.
And I'm Roisin.
And welcome to the Fitness Fertility Podcast. This podcast is all about how improving your physical fitness can help support you on your very own fertility journey. I'm a personal trainer who specializes in training women with fertility problems. I myself have PCOS and have had two beautiful boys. I'm on a mission to help you do the same.
Before we get into it, we will be discussing adult themes such as where do babies come from, pregnancy loss and bereavement. We may also be sweary from time to time. We are optimistic, lighthearted girls, but we know this is a really stressful time for some of our listeners. We respect that.
In this week's show, I'm talking about myths, specifically myths around trying to conceive. Things you should do, things you shouldn't, things that help and things that hinder. Trying to conceive is hard enough without all of the misleading information out there. So here are five myths around trying to conceive that just aren't true. Number one, having an orgasm helps you get pregnant. Myth. Whilst orgasm is very important for lots of people and often a key part of sex, research now suggests it does not help with the business of actually getting pregnant. A 2013 study out of the University of Queensland in Australia looked at this exact hypothesis, and they found that when it comes to orgasms, there may be a genetic link to how often a woman orgasms, but it has no bearing on how many children she goes on to conceive. An earlier piece of research was interested in the upsuck theory around orgasms, the idea that the orgasm helped suck the sperm into the vaginal canal. They dyed artificial semen in a cervical cap that was inserted into a subject's vagina to determine if a woman retained more semen during orgasm. When the subject climaxed, the researchers used an X-ray to determine that there was no evidence of upsuck. So, if orgasm is important to you, make sure it's part of your sexual experience. But try not to worry about having an orgasm in order to get pregnant. Number two, lying on your back after sex helps you get pregnant. Myth. Once the man is ejaculated, the sperm will do what it needs to do, regardless of whether or not you lie on your back, have a cuddle, or get up and go to work. Once the sperm has been released, it goes directly into the cervical mucus, which hopefully has your nice egg white consistency, and heads to the fallopian tubes. This happens regardless of what you're doing, so if you want to lie there and enjoy the moment, by all means do that. But don't worry if you need to get up and get on with your day. Number three, different sexual positions help you to get pregnant. Myth. As I discussed in point two, once ejaculation has happened, the sperm knows what to do. And unless there are male factor issues, the sperm is very good at swimming off and doing its thing. So if you're having sex the traditional way and trying to conceive, the best position is just the one you enjoy the most. Trying to conceive can really take the romance and joy out of the whole experience of having sex. So if there's anything you can do to keep the joy and fun of sex alive, then do it. Number four, IVF works the same for everyone regardless of their weight. Myth. Before I explain this one, regular listeners will know that I hate the term weight. Weight means the number on the scale, and that number can be affected by muscle, body fat, hormone levels, water retention, gut health. But if we're talking about body fat, then unfortunately, research has shown that IVF works better when women have healthy levels of body fat, which is often translated as weight or BMI. This means it's important to try and be as healthy as you can before and during IVF. When it comes to fat loss, the easiest place to start with is walking. Walking is low impact and a great way to burn fat, so try and get in those steps each day. Number five, eating French fries after frozen embryo transfer helps with success rates. Well, you know what? Let's just say that if eating fries helps you feel relaxed and more in control after your embryo transfer, then let's go for it. Infertility, IVF, and trying to conceive often makes you feel helpless and lacking in control, and that certainly won't help with your stress levels. So if you want to go for French fries after your transfer, then go for it. Enjoy them and settle into your 2-week wait. Thank you so much for listening to this week's show. Remember to subscribe to get a shiny new episode each week, and please rate, comment, and really importantly, share with your friends, especially our trying to conceive sisters. You never know who's struggling and may need that little bit of extra help.
This may come as a surprise, but we are not doctors. We strongly recommend that you consult with your doctor before beginning any exercise or nutrition program. Get everything checked out first. Your safety is our priority. This has been a Worth a Listen production.